boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Does this make me a bad coworker? That I saw some cookies on the break room table. Shout out to our new coworker, Marcy. And I took more than I probably should. Let me explain, though, okay? Here's the thing. I got to interview Marcy a couple handful of times, so I know her, and I know her background. What you should know about Marcy is that she has a lot of schooling in her background, and I know she has, like, a culinary background, mm-hmm. right? So I know this girl knows her way around a kitchen, okay?
Okay.
So when I saw that these cookies, these chocolate chip cookies, were done by Marcy, our new street teamer, I knew these weren't just some boring chocolate chip cookies. This girl knows a good chocolate chip cookie. So I saw there was a good amount on the break room table, and I took one for myself. I put it in a little Ziploc baggie for later. I'll have it as a little afternoon snackaroo. And then I was like, you know what? Neighbor man's got a sweet tooth too. I'm going to save one for him.
Mm.
And there's plenty, I still think, for like most of the staff here. Does that make me a bad person? I'm going to take
Yeah.
Why?
It does.
Why?
Here's
you got to have one too, didn't you?
I honestly, literally 10 seconds before you turn the microphone on, I just bit into it. It's fantastic.
See?
I do think it's probably fine. Nobody's going to care. But generally, I feel like you should wait till the end of the day to make sure. In fact, you probably really should wait until the next day.
What?
To see if anybody else like wanted any, and then you could take extras for the home. But after biting into it, I'm like, I can't really blame you because they are good.
See, here's the thing. I can't go home and tell him all about who Marcy is and how fantastic she is, and then him be like, well, did you bring home a cookie? I had to just take one for the team and bring him home.
Well, now I know that I need to make sure I stay locked in on what's on the kitchen table so I can take my share before you take it home to neighbor man. I'm saying, I got my eyes out.
If you see anything with her name on it, you got to take two. That's what I'm saying.
Well, no, I'm not going to be that person.
Oh, I'm going to be.
I know you are, and that's why I'm going to get there early and be proactive when it comes to the sweet treats.
Or you know what? Everyone, anytime she brings something for the staff, I bet you they're going to stop putting me on the emails for it.
Yeah, because it did not say anywhere on the Ziploc bag for Destiny and her home life.
You know the love language. It's like quality time, affirmations. But like, why is there not one for dessert?
I agree.
Because my love language is if you understand I've got a sweet tooth, you take care of it in that moment right away. And you know what? I appreciate Nimmerman because he always takes care of it as fast as he can. I told him last night, hear me out, I need brownies. Mm. And he was out the door faster than I can say where to get brownies. Mm-hmm. And he was on it. But I loved it because I was like, I want to get brownies, but I'll go for the car ride. I just don't want to go in the store. And so I went for the car ride. He didn't even make me get out for it.
Mm.
And we got the most yummiest cream cheese brownies on top. Oh, it was fantastic.
Smart man, because I do think this is the true testament of love. I also believe he's either scared of you when you don't get what you want.
Yeah.
Or he does not care to hear you be annoying for the rest of the night.
You're right, because I would keep talking about, well, it would have been nice if we would have gotten brownies. You know?
So as sweet as it is, just know those are probably the real reasons. Because I'm the same way. I'm not going to shut up until I get my milkshake.
I shouldn't have known that's what it is. I won't shut up until I get my hands on the dang brownie.
You get it done somehow.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I have some good news and I have some bad news. Good news is Karens could be on their way out.
Hey. Well, like, know. Just Karens in general, nobody's being mean anymore, or the name is no longer Karen?
Well, kind of that. So, okay. There's like a new phrase for Karens.
Oh, tell me to God it ain't my name.
No.
Taylor.
That would be really funny if it was.
I would hide under, I'm not coming out anymore.
I'm
being
wish.
Dead serious.
No, I really wish. I saw this girl on TikTok who is like a younger mom, probably a millennial herself. She was like, you guys, I'm shook because I picked up my kid from school and she was telling me that the millennials are the next generation of Karens because it's generally...
Wait, that's me.
Generally, Karens are a little older than millennials for the most part. But what the kids now are calling the next crop of Karens. Do you have any guesses?
As millennials?
Yeah.
It's probably like an iconic movie of some sort from, or maybe a song from our generation.
No.
No? Oh, okay. Then I
not
no
that
idea.
I can think of. They call them Kelseys.
Like Travis Kelsey?
Like Kelsey, like the name Kelsey.
Wait, why?
Because that's, I guess, they're trying to find...
Thank God that's not my name. Sorry, respectfully, if that's anybody's...
Karen is, like, popular for that age group. Kelsey's pretty popular in the millennial age group. But now the people in the comments were like, no, it's not. It's not Kelsey. And they're spitting out their own name suggestions for the next crop of Karens. Would you like me to read you a few?
Oh, I could give you a couple, but you go first.
Okay. Somebody was like, nope, it's definitely Emily's.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody suggested Amber.
Yeah.
Ashley.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Brittany.
Oh, yes.
Chelsea.
Uh-huh.
Jessica or Jennifer were the big ones
that I saw. No.
I felt like Jennifer or like Jessica.
No.
Jessica needs to speak to the manager.
No. I don't think in my class growing up, we did not have enough Jessicas. But we did have a lot of Hannahs.
Oh, Hannah.
And I mean this in the nicest way. We had a crap ton of Taylors.
No.
Yeah, we did.
I am literally the opposite of Karen.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying you are. You definitely wouldn't speak your mind at all.
Then I'm not the next crop of Karen.
But I would say Hannah. I think Hannah could be one.
I'll throw your name in under the bus.
There are no destinies out there, and I don't speak my mind.
I saw you full on Karen like 3 times today, so.
I did. Well, you're right. I was in a meeting with you and our boss, and I was like, I said, can you be quiet, Taylor? And I looked at him and I said, I'm about to blow up right now. So you're right, I did, Karen.
I think we have found a resolution.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
It's a really terrible feeling walking away from a conversation with someone and being like, oh my God, I just embarrassed myself. I flopped. I bombed. Oh God, what do I do now? I had that happen to me last night. Okay. About something you would probably think I knew a lot about. Zodiac signs.
Mm. Okay. I wish I was more knowledgeable in them.
I love reading horoscopes and seeing that because I'm a Pisces, I'm a cheddar cheese. You know what I mean? Like, I love
my
stuff
favorite
like
thing
that.
Is like, oh, because I'm an Aquarius, I am like destined to like marry a Leo or whatever.
Yeah, I'm totally into it. Mm-hmm. I think it's fun. And I thought I kind of knew about zodiac signs until last night. I was chatting with this girl at my dance class. We're talking about birthdays, and she asked when mine is, and I said, oh, my birthday is March 10th. She immediately goes, oh, you're a Pisces. And I was like, whoa, you're quick. Like, maybe she has a March birthday too. I don't know. She goes, oh, I'm a Taurus. And I, in that moment, was like, what am I supposed to say right now? I felt like a guy. Like, I know guys are always like, I don't care. I don't know what this means. In that moment, I was like, I don't know anything about a Taurus. Do I play along or do I just outright admit I don't know what that means? And I was like, oh, I don't know if I know anybody that's a Taurus, because that's true.
That was dumb.
I don't know if I do.
I think you do.
Not close.
I bet you one of our coworkers is a Taurus.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, nobody in my family is a Taurus. You're not a Taurus. Curly's not a Taurus. I'm like, I actually don't know anything about Tauruses. And then the conversation kind of didn't go anywhere, and that was my own fault. Because I was like, what am I supposed to do right now? Because I don't know what that means. What are you telling me? That you're a Taurus. Does that mean we're supposed to be friends? I wish you would have delved into it. Like, oh, you're a Pisces. I'm a Taurus. And we're actually enemies. You know what I mean?
Dude, I think you need to learn about him a little bit more.
Now I feel motivated to.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend. Her name was Hannah in high school. And she was one of those people that she was exactly like that. You would, even if you didn't say your birthday, though, based on your actions and who, like how you presented yourself, she'd be like, oh, so you're an Aquarius, aren't you? Mm-hmm. And she just knew because she was so invested in zodiac signs. And I just like aspire to be her one day because I just thought that was so cool. Because imagine if you understood zodiac signs so much like that, how you could probably communicate with zodiac signs. Do you know what I mean? Because that person who just said, well, I'm a Taurus, she probably knows how to communicate with you because you're a Pisces. She's probably like, well, Pisces are like soft or whatever. I don't know Pisces, but you know, she probably knows how to communicate. Imagine if we understood zodiac signs so well.
We'd
get along with our coworkers better.
I wish, but she clearly didn't know that this Pisces is awkward and wouldn't know what to say next.
She didn't read that part of the Pisces.
I guess not. Well, thanks a lot for making me feel bad when I already feel dumb.
Idiot. I looked up, because we got off the air, we turned the microphones off, and you and I both go, what the heck is a Taurus's birthday?
Well, yeah, because I was at dance last night. This girl's like, oh my gosh, when's your birthday? Oh, you're a Pisces. And I'm like, yeah, I'm a Pisces. And she goes, I'm a Taurus. And I was like, I don't know what that means, respectfully.
We turned the microphones off. Music starts playing. We're playing Sunroof by Nicky Orr. And I go, I think my dad's a Taurus. I don't know. I'm like, it doesn't seem right. So I Google search Taurus birthday. My dad's in fact not a Taurus because his birthday's in October. It says Taurus birthdays fall between April 20th and May 20th, which means it's Taurus time, baby.
It's Taurus season.
She could have told you yesterday was her birthday.
That's
dude.
What I'm spiraling about. Was that like, oh my gosh, tomorrow's my birthday or today's my birthday?
When she goes, I'm a Taurus, she could have been like, today's my birthday or yesterday's my birthday or tomorrow's my birthday. And you fell flat.
It completely went over my head because I had no idea what she was saying to me.
Idiot.
I need to have like a pocketbook or something.
What? Birthday cards?
Well, that, but also like a code that says like Taurus season is this. I think your dad's a Scorpio, by the way.
Is he? That doesn't seem right.
I'm trying to redeem myself. Please allow me.
I got a couple concerns about how neighbor man uses his phone, and I don't know if I'm just like overthinking it, or you tell me. First thing, last night I told him I had a sweet tooth, which I told you earlier, I was craving something, whether it was ice cream, brownies, cheesecake, whatever. I ended up settling on brownies, but before we got to that, there's like a cheesecake place in Marion. It's near like the Central Plaza area. Mm-hmm. We haven't tried it yet, but I got my eye on you, cheesecake place. Can't remember what it's called, but I got my eye on you, okay? And I was like, hey, do you think that cheesecake place is open? I'm like, I kind of want to try it. And he goes, let me Google search it. I'll call you back. What? Because I was on the phone with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you can talk to me while you Google search. What do you got to hang up to Google search? He's like, I have to. I'm so confused. Why you got to hang up to Google search?
Was he at work? Were you calling him at work?
Well, yeah, of course I was.
Okay, well, there you go. He was trying to get you off the phone.
Okay, fine. We can let that one slide then. What about this one, though? The other day, I had called him, and he was out running errands, and he let me stay on the phone with him when he was checking out at the gas station. Here's the thing. You can always tell me and get me off the phone when you are at the checkout, whether it's the gas station or the grocery store, because for me, I find that is the most disrespectful thing.
Mm.
I do not like it when people are on the phone at the checkout. Oh, I find that so disrespectful to the cashier, whether it's a gas station, grocery store, unless you're doing self-checkout because you're disrespecting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I could hear the cashier asking him questions like, is this going to be credit? Do you want cash back or whatever? And I'm like, he's trying to have a conversation with me. And at one point, I'm like, can you stop talking to me and talk to the cashier? I'm like, hang up with me. I hate that. Am I crazy for the?
Yeah.
What? Seriously?
You're like, at first, you're like, why do you need to hang up? And then you're like, why aren't you hanging up on me? Nothing makes sense. Also, I will be visiting the grocery store more often than normal, I think.
Well, you're just going to lie to me and be like, you're going to.
It's going to be curly in the background, like,
beep.
Did you find everything all right today, ma'am?
Yeah. You'd clean up in aisle 8. And I'll be like, wait, that sounds like curly.
Forget any of this happened.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on C102.9.
I think I may be tempting you to tattletale.
Yeah, who left work early?
No.
Oh.
Not that. For some reason, Destiny hates when people park where they're not supposed to.
Do it. Tell me who. Tell me
who. Well, I had peeked a little bit earlier, and I saw that somebody, like, pulled in by a big tower that's near us. And sometimes we have been lucky enough to see some dudes over there doing tower work, climbing up the thing. And at first, I was like, oh my gosh, today's going to be the day. We're going to have some, like, dudes scaling the tower.
Climbing the tower, yeah.
I don't think that's the case. I think that's somebody...
There's a sign that says you cannot park there.
Well, there is somebody parked there, and they haven't parked there for quite some time, so...
All right. Let me get the non-emergency lineup. Is that who I call? I want to get him a ticket.
It's not an emergency, I'll tell you that.
I want to get him a ticket. You deserve it. It says no parking there.
I don't know.
I think you deserve it.
I mean, I'd rather... like, yeah, jeez, rude.
What if I write my own tickets? Can you do that? Can't.
Is that, like, posing as a police officer?
Is that a bad thing?
I do believe that's illegal.
Oh. Shoot.
Maybe you just can get some sad face stickers.
Oh, you know what? You know, people write that for, like, crappy parking. And they just like, yeah, I'm going to start... Canva me something.
I don't want any part of it because I don't want to get beat up.
I got too pretty of a face.
Exactly.
What's the grossest or even like weirdest thing you have found in your company fridge? We want the tea at 319-200-1029. You are not going to believe what we found in our company fridge that really should only belong at like a hospital or a doctor's office.
Okay, so we were packing up last night. You were grabbing, I think, leftovers from lunch that you didn't finish or something.
It was actually from last week. I knew I had some sour cream in the refrigerator and some Parmesan cheese that I should get out of there.
You inspired me because then I saw you in the fridge and I was like, oh, you know what? I think that like pineapple juice at the bottom is mine from a drink that I made in the past. I had a coffee in there. It was just kind of like a quick cleanup before we left for the day, because, you know, that's the polite thing to do, is get rid of your nasty, rotten stuff. But then we noticed a liquid, an unidentified liquid.
Well, here's the thing. We start going through, like, you know how, like, on the door, there's, like, all those, like, side little, like, compartments?
Yeah.
I put my finger and I go, what's that? And you reach towards it, and I go, Taylor, don't touch it. I think that's a pee cup.
Okay, it literally, I don't know why I felt was feeling brave in that moment. Bottom shelf, okay? Bottom shelf in the door of the fridge. There's like seriously a cup, clear cup with a blue lid on the side. I touched this thing. Why did I do that? You allowed me to touch this thing. I turned it and it said medical something. I don't know. I put it down immediately because it started getting gaggy.
Here's the thing. I think it is a pee cup, to be quite honest with you. I don't think it has that liquid in it, because whatever liquid is in it is clear.
Or someone is wildly hydrated.
You know what?
Why is it in the work fridge, though?
But that's gross. But I'm like, maybe they're waiting for someone. They're waiting for like a drug test. And they're like, you know what? I'm ready to go. It's in the fridge.
Oh my God. I got five guesses right now.
Of who? Of who it could be? It's not me.
I bet.
You know what? And it sounds like it could be me because I'm the one who just discovered it.
Uh-huh. And you just quickly came up with that idea. I don't buy nothing.
I swear to God, it's not mine. Check the security cameras.
I'm not going to touch it again. So I give up. It is bizarre. It doesn't belong in the company fridge.
Pretty positive we found a pee cup.
I don't know about pretty positive, but we're suspicious.
No, I'm positive it is one in the company refrigerator, okay? And I don't know whose it is, but we're going to start asking questions. But we want to know, what's the weirdest or grossest thing you found in your company fridge?
You're going to start testing DNA. I volunteer you.
Destiny's up first. Is it hers? God.
I mean, it is questionable. Melissa, on our Facebook page.
I don't drink enough water for that one. I'll tell you right now.
And you know what? I can confirm that. I can. The amount of soda and stuff you'd be drinking. Anyways, Melissa on our Facebook page said that a bottle of expired kombucha exploded and got all over everything in the fridge.
Who cleaned that one up?
Fired. I don't care. Whoever's kombucha that was, I hope they got the day they deserve.
And you know what? Somebody sent a nasty email about that.
I hope they did.
Kombucha who? That's what they said. Whoever did it.
Kombucha.
You come clean that up.
Who did that?
Who did that? You come clean it up. That's what they said.
I would have a kombucha ban on the office for a solid 3 months.
I bet that company does have a ban now.
I bet they do.
I bet you they do.
Oh, yeah.
We want to know, what is the weirdest or grossest thing you have found in your company fridge?
Call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. What is the weirdest or the grossest thing that you found in your company's fridge in the break room? Call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. What about you?
Not necessarily the company's fridge, but I did have a coworker warm up fish in our shared office.
Yeah.
In the microwave.
How nasty did that get?
It lingered all dang day.
Okay, did anybody say anything, or was it just like the secret unspoken, like, oh my God, there he goes, the fish guy?
I made a subtle comment out loud when another coworker was there and asked, huh, smells like fish in here.
Now are you going to judge me? Because I heated up salmon today at work.
She's the culprit here.
Did you warm it up in the fridge or warm it up in the microwave?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Fired. Call HR.
Wait, don't call my boss. Okay, wait. The phone number is no, I'm just kidding.
Here's what's hilarious about this fact about Destiny.
What?
We've had, I mean, there's always like somebody in the office that heats up smelly stuff.
Go on.
We had a coworker who had some smelly microwavable meals
every single day.
And you know who had the most to say about it is that woman across the table.
I
Destiny
did. I did.
And now that's you being stinky with your nasty salmon.
I know people are probably talking about me.
I'll say it to your face. It reeks. And I hate when you do it.
Salmon is like the only food I can eat right now that doesn't hurt my 6 teeth that are lost right now. Okay.
Should we talk about the eggs yesterday?
Okay, there's also that as well.
I'll stop while we're ahead. Melanie, what is the weirdest or grossest thing that you found in your company fridge?
Hey, so I work at a school, and one of the science teachers has the kids do an experiment, and it is growing cultures, and one of those is yogurt. And so after the kids do it, they then give it to the teachers. I have never tried the yogurt because I am scared about the hygiene of the students that are actually making the yogurt. But yeah, that's like the weirdest thing that I found in the fridge at school.
We're talking like organisms, right? They're like growing like, I don't want to say mold, but
I don't know. I don't even know if I trust that from you.
Who said I would offer you my yogurt anyways?
I would hope you wouldn't.
Well, now I definitely won't.
That's one way to grab my attention. A goat. 2779 texted in saying a goat is the weirdest thing they have ever seen in their company fridge, which you can call or text us at 319-200-1029. They did say, please explain.
No, I did.
Oh, you did.
I responded. I was on top of it because I'm saying, what is a goat doing in your company's fridge? I don't. Is this going to be a sad story? Yeah, I don't know.
A goat's alive. Is somebody
goat meat, goat milk?
You know what?
I don't know.
2779. You can call us 319-200-1029.
Or you out there listening, you're like, goat, that's child's play. You won't believe what I found in my company's fridge. Because honestly,
a body in ours.
No, we didn't.
Oh, no, I meant somebody said that.
Oh, don't. That's how you get the cops called. Perhaps the FBI.
Our boss sitting at the front of the building, she's like, and why are the police here? Because you said there was a body in the fridge?
Talking about bodies in the fridge.
There are no bodies in the fridge.
In fact, if that is the case for you, please don't call us. Turn yourself in. That's scary.
They ain't going to turn themselves in. First call us because we kind of want the tea. Then call it.
Speak for yourself. I'm going into witness protection after this. I'm scared.
We want to know, what's the weirdest or grossest thing you have found in your company fridge?
That is not a felony. Ideally, please.
We promise we do not have a body in ours.
No. Call us and tell us about what's in your fridge at 319-200-1029.
Come on now. I wanted somebody to call us. Tell us it.
I am going to have to leave the room.
You've got to stick around for this one call that we're going to play in about a minute or two. Her name is Natalie, and what she found in her company fridge is going to blow your mind.
Diabolical.
It's diabolical. But we've been talking about what is the weirdest or grossest thing you have found in your company fridge. You can still call, text us, 319-200-1029.
Andrew, what about you?
My coworker came back to our desk one day and he says, somebody left a Bud Select in our refrigerator.
Like a beer?
Yeah. And he says, and what's worse is somebody took my Coke Zero.
Wait, so they took the Coke Zero, but they left a beer?
And I said, Lyle, they're both a black can. You brought the Bud Select to work.
Oh, no. Oh. They didn't know they brought a beer to work.
He didn't realize he grabbed a Bud Select instead of a Coke Zero.
What did he do once he realized?
He just took it to his car. And, oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, that's so awkward because then everybody in the office is like, who brought the booze?
Who's drinking on the job?
It just looked like, it looked like his Coke Zero. You can't even help it. Natalie, what's the weirdest or grossest thing that you found in your fridge?
I would say the weirdest thing would be a coworker's Nuva ring.
Okay. In PG terms, I have a feeling I know what this is.
I think I know what it is, too, but go on.
It's the birth control ring that you...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. Wait, why was it in the fridge? Does it have to go in there?
I don't know if it needs to be kept cold. I don't know, but it was in a... It was not used, but it was in
positive. Okay, that's good. Good news.
It was in a bag in the fridge, and I was cleaning out the fridge because, you know, things stay in there and get gross.
Did she have this thing labeled with her name? Because that's bold. On the Ziploc
bag?
Well,
the bag was not labeled, and so I was, like, opening just nondescript bags to, like, throw away gross things, and inside the bag was the package with her name on it. But it had been in there for, like, a long time.
Wait, but why is she leaving it in there? Take it home.
I don't know. I don't know.
But did you leave it on her desk?
No, I just put it back and left it there.
What a mystery that
is. I have so many questions that are unanswered.
Yep.
Who would have thought it would be so fun to talk about gross and weird things that you find in your company fridge at work?
But that's the highlight of my day, dude.
Oh my God, it's been so much fun. And I swear, I'm going to explain why someone found a goat in their fridge here in a second. But Kyle, what's the weirdest or grossest thing you found?
So I had found somebody had frozen somebody else's socks, military ID, and can of chew and put it in the freezer.
Wait,
what kind of prank? Is that real?
Yeah, this dude kept falling asleep during watch. And so talked to a couple of the guys. They ended up taking the socks off of him while he was sleeping, froze them with his military ID and his can of chew because he had those both out.
So it was all to, like, teach him a lesson.
Yeah. I left not long after that, so I don't know if he's ever, you know, stopped falling asleep during watch or if he still does it to this day.
He's like, you know what? So, I like my socks frozen.
So he's like, our freezer is stocked full of socks these days. I can't stop sleeping on the job. I would be really confused to find that. I would also be confused to find a goat, which 2779 said they found in their company's fridge. Finally explained why. The boss got it for company potluck.
That's just, no.
They had a goat roast.
I kind of like the name, but have I ever had goat? No, I feel like this sounds gross. I don't know about this.
I got one more for you. 2654.
Wait, that's it though? Just goat roast?
Oh, yeah, that
roast?
Was it. Yeah. But get this. 2654 found a dead bird in the freezer.
Stop.
So I asked for more information because
that's... In the company freezer?
Oh, yeah.
There's a dead bird?
Dead
Somebody
bird.
Somebody hit it with their car and felt guilty, I
Dead
guarantee.
Bird company freezer. I said, why though? Because, like, why? They said, because the employee wanted to dissect the bones. She found it outside and brought it in a box and put it in the freezer to preserve it until she got off work. And then some yakking emojis. And then she said, I'm pretty sure she violated some kind of OSHA rules. LOL.
Is that an OSHA rule?
That is a health hazard. That's disgusting.
I don't care if it's in a box.
You know, every time they
a casket.
Every time OSHA comes up on that screen, I like half pay attention.
Clearly, no dead birds in the freezer.
Remember, it wasn't yesterday. Maybe it was like the day before. I told you that neighbor man does not like spaghetti.
I can't forgive this moment.
You know what? A lot of people can't. Mm-hmm. I remember Chad Taylor, middays on Z102.9. He came busting into the studio and he's like, how dare he? Neighbor man, not like spaghetti.
He came into my office the next day and was like, I still can't get over this. As if I have any control over it. I'm like, dude, I'm with you. I think it's horrifying.
You even said live on air, you're like, I think you might have to break up with him.
I'm going to intervene if you don't.
Well, today, he's interested in a job. So he calls the person who's hiring the job. And that person says, you know what? I'd be interested in hiring you. But you got to eat a bowl of spaghetti. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
This is how serious his hate for spaghetti is getting.
I'm saying he's going to have like Facebook groups made about him. He's going to receive hate mail.
You know what? Send it.
He's going to be on Reddit. Has anybody checked Neighborman Reddit? Does it exist?
Oh my God.
I'm going to start it.
Do it. Start it. Start it. Neighborman Reddit and let's just hate on him. I'll be in there. I'll start at number one.
I just found out what I'm going to do tonight. I'll be hanging out on Reddit.
You start at Neighborman Reddit and I'll be the top comment that just poo-poos all over him. And then you know what else we should do? Remember when Zio Janos did the spaghetti eating contest? I'm going to enter him in.
Okay. That is a waste of amazing spaghetti on somebody that does not appreciate it.
You know what? That's right. We'll enter ourselves.
Yeah, I'll take a spot.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
All right, ladies, if you want to get your man all riled up for no reason, ask him.
Yes.
What he thinks about Justin Bieber's outfit to golf in. What do they think about it?
Do I need to Google search this?
Well, yeah. So here's the thing. For the first time in my life, I can say today's Trending with Taylor is brought to you by Curly, okay? Curly texted me and said that people on Twitter were really upset with Justin Bieber, and you know Justin Bieber is my guy, okay? They were upset with him because of the outfit he wore to one of the most expensive golf courses in the United States. So he sent me a screenshot, and I said, leave him alone.
Because
that's my first, I don't know, thing I want to say. And he's like, I'm not being mean. I think it's funny. I kind of think his fit goes hard. That's what he said. But people are seriously upset about this. So I can show you the screenshot that's going around. Justin Bieber played a round of golf.
First, it looked like a wedding dress at first.
No, it is an all-white outfit.
What's wrong with that?
So he has, if you haven't seen this photo, they are like trousers. They're a bit baggier than your normal like golf pant. What's really got people upset is that he has on a tank top, like a white
wife
pleaser is what I would call it. Because this golf course that he's playing at is Madison Golf Club in California, and a membership at this 18-hole course starts at $500,000.
So do you have to dress nice?
Most private membership-type golf courses do have a dress code. A lot of public ones don't. You can just wear whatever. A lot of these like expensive, fancy-schmancy golf places have a dress code. Most of the time, men have to wear golf pants and then a collared shirt.
What's a golf pant look like?
They kind of look like dress pants to me, but they're more like an athletic feeling. So people just think that it's disgraceful is the word that I keep seeing. Mostly
okay, half
about
of what
his
he wears
top.
Is weird anyways.
Not too much on Bieber, okay? I'm bringing this up to defend him because I'm like, who cares?
Okay, remember, wasn't it a couple of months ago people were dogging on him because, what's his girlfriend's name?
Haley.
Wife's name, thank you. She was like all dressed to the nine and then he was wearing like sweatpants.
Yeah.
This isn't out of the normal for him.
This is not news.
Yeah, this isn't news. So like, come on now, everybody. This is no normal Bieber behavior. Now, if you're supposed to dress nine, nice for a place, you should. But this is normal Bieber behavior. Come on.
Well, and he's Justin Bieber. Like he's
he doesn't get the exception. Come on.
You mean to tell me?
No, Jesus.
He's one of the biggest like pop stars in the world. Of
our time. We should stop giving every pop star and people with money exceptions.
I'm saying if I could get away with wearing a tank top to go golfing,
well, you're
too.
Poor.
So it's not really a concern for me.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Mother's Day is this weekend. Don't forget. And what I want you to do is put this little trivia question in your card for your mother.
Oh, that's fun.
So you got to stick around for the whole trivia question. You got to give a guess, and then you got to stay for the answer. The question is, 19% of moms admit to doing this to teach their family a lesson. You know what? Mom's got to do it. Mom's got to do it sometime.
I mean, I learned a lot of lessons from my mom. I did. That is for sure. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
19% of moms admit to doing this to teach their family a lesson. What is it?
There's a lot of different types of lessons. Good lessons. Bad lessons. What kind of lessons?
I want to hear from the moms. Tell us truthfully what kind of lessons you really be doing.
That too.
But all guesses are available.
Please text us your guest, 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical Guesses on Z102.9.
Tonight's trivia question, it's not just a normal trivia question. No, no, no. We got a big holiday this weekend. It's Mother's Day. Don't forget.
Shout out to the moms.
Shout out to Taylor's mom, Mama Kris Jenner.
Shout out Mama Kris Jenner.
There you go.
I got to text her and see what she's doing this listening? Weekend. I don't know. Hi, Mom.
driving around in her little Jeep. Beep, beep.
Maybe. I don't know. Also, shout out to the moms who maybe aren't officially moms, but you stepped up to be the mom. Period.
I loved that.
You know.
You're inspirational. Are you a mom?
No. I'm a cat mom.
I am. Look at you. Well, tonight's trivia question's for your moms out there. 19% of moms admit to doing this to teach their family a lesson. What is it?
4829 said, don't talk with your mouth full.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I was probably told that.
Oh, I always got told that. I know I still do it sometimes.
I do too.
Yeah.
But I kind of like to sometimes.
Wait, why? Go on.
Not in public. I will say not in public. But if I'm at home and I'm locked in a conversation, or I think I even do it with you sometimes, I catch myself. I'll literally be like, sorry, I'm literally talking to you when I have spaghetti noodles in my mouth. Because sometimes I be yapping and it feels so important, but also whatever food's in front of me is important.
I just remember my dad would yell at me. I know this is a mom trivia question, but I remember my dad would always be like, come on, your food is showing in your teeth. But now having braces, I feel like I definitely show my food. So if you see me out in public, I do apologize.
For the seafood.
That's funny.
Uh-huh.
Are you doing mom jokes now?
Hey, mom's got jokes too.
2739 said, don't leave the dishes in your bedroom. I would get in so much trouble. To the point that I was doing a scientific experiment.
Oh, gross.
Oh, yeah, Taylor. It was underneath my bed, and I'd be growing mold.
That's disgusting.
And it was like chocolate milk, but it wasn't chocolate milk anymore.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And then I would take the container out to the refrigerator. Not to the refrigerator.
And put it back?
Not the refrigerator. I would put it out in the sink, and then I'd clean it. And it would be like, Taylor, don't look at me like that. I'd be like, should I even try to clean it? Is this even sanitary?
Ew.
So, you know what? That is why I think, give me a zombie, let him bite me. I don't think I would actually become a zombie because
you're immune.
Yeah.
To radioactivity.
Yeah. Because I just let that stuff grow in my bedroom, and then I'd clean it off with a little Dawn dish soap, and I'd be like, yep, that was clean.
Okay, that is disturbing. And it also explains a lot. It does.
Don't look under my bed now. I still haven't learned anything. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, God. 7488 said, throw away empty boxes in the pantry.
I still haven't learned.
Can I tell you that my mom, I love you, Mom, My God, she would get mad at us for that. We'd go in for the last Swiss cake roll or cosmic brownie or whatever, and we'd just leave the box in there. So then somebody else would go over to the pantry and be like, sweet, we have Swiss cake rolls. And you'd grab it and the box would be empty and you'd be like, I am going to seriously harm somebody.
Wasn't
that
this
did
your
that.
Brother's biggest problem?
Yeah, he did that. I also would do it too, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned my lesson. And now if somebody in my house did that, I would be upset. So I understand now, Mom.
I do that in the pantry, in the refrigerator with a milk cartridge.
You leave empty milk?
Well, yeah, why not?
Why would you know what I just get rid of it?
You know what I also do? Oh, this drives Nero Man so nuts. Is like, you have like a box of like cans, like you had soda or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't break it down. It drives him nuts. And so he opens the recycling bin and he goes, why didn't you break down any of these boxes? Come on.
No, he needs a mom, yeah. Sounds like teaches him mom lessons.
19% of moms admit to doing this to teach their family a lesson. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
Now you make me want to have a Swiss cake.
I'm telling you, they are the best.
But we should prank all of our coworkers that just have empty Swiss
cakes. Leave empty boxes. That's so nasty and mean. I'll do it.
I knew you were. I was like, you're up for it, though. Come on now.
Yeah, because I'll eat all the Swiss cake rolls.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama! Mama! Ma! Ma! Mom! Mom! Mom!
Why did you look like you've had that?
Because I am that. Constantly.
I just looked over at Taylor and she's hearing the mom. Mommy! Mommy! And you look like you've heard that 1,000 times.
I have.
Like, you're not even a mom.
I have. And you know what? My mom banned us from starting a sentence with mom for
really?
Quite some time because she was like, I'm sick of it. Don't call me that, and don't start a sentence. Just say what you need. Stop saying, Mom! Mom! Just say, can I go to the park?
I like that.
Yeah, drove her nuts. Sorry, Mom.
Tonight's trivia question. 19% of moms admit to doing this to teach their families a lesson. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
19% of moms admit to hiding clothes to teaching their family a lesson. Now, I'm going to go what this has to do with laundry.
Oh. Like, okay, so I don't know if this ever happened to me, but it feels familiar. Like when you're on a softball team and you have a red jersey and you have a black jersey and your mom told you to put the black jersey in the laundry.
And you didn't.
And the day you're supposed to wear it, you can't find it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's mom teaching you a lesson. But she actually washed it because that's what moms do.
Mom was already 3 steps
yeah,
ahead of
always.
You because she knew you weren't going to do it.
Mm-hmm. But I still.
And guess what? It was already packed in your bag. And then you went to the game going, oh, my God, I don't have my jersey. And then you open the bag. And mm-hmm. guess what? Mom's a hero.
But she had to make you show up in the wrong one just so you knew that you were wrong.
And that everyone can make fun of you and you could look like a dweeb.
Exactly.
Thanks, Mom.
Yes. So we spent the afternoon talking about gross, weird, unexpected things that people found in their fridge at work, the company mm-hmm. fridge, because, well, we thought we found a peacup, to be honest with you.
I'm pretty positive it is one. It looks like it. It just, the substance in it is just clear.
Jury's still out on that one. Honestly, I don't really want to know beyond that. So then we were, you know, talking to listeners, what's the weirdest thing you found? And we got a text from 8201, who was a little late to the party, but I do want to read this to you because I think it is the top answer, okay?
Really?
They said, my fingertips. No joke. I used to work in a butcher shop and I was slicing Canadian bacon. And I happened to have sliced my middle and ring finger tips off. They did clarify just like the pads, not at the knuckle. So just literally the very tips of their fingers.
Did they not know they sliced them?
No, they did.
Oh, okay.
My dad was in the back with the state inspector butchering a beef. And so he cleaned up the mess and brought my fingertips home cryovac, tightly sealed. And that was in 2016. To this day, they are still in my parents' freezer.
Wait, why?
And we call them my nubbies.
Why are they in there?
I don't know. I don't know.
Now, why do parents keep the weirdest things? Like, in your baby book, they keep, like, your baby...
A chunk of hair.
Yeah. Like, I feel like your parents just always want to keep a part of you for some reason.
No, they leveled up. They kept your fingertips.
Dad, I'm going to need you to not take note of that one.
Yeah, I'll pass. I'll pass on that.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.